We launch a new program with a new host today here on WKAR. Current Sports with Al Martin debuts this afternoon on AM 870 WKAR, and Al's got so much to stir up today that there wasn't room for it all between 1 and 2 o'clock, so he joins us now on Current State. Congratulations again on this opportunity. We're looking forward to the show, and welcome to Current State.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Truly a pleasure to be here, man. I'm excited, man. The blood is boiling, brother. I'm ready to get on it, man.
Well, just 4 months ago, I went through the same thing that you are going through today when we launched this program.
Right.
So we haven't been at this too terribly long, so
right.
I'm sure you're excited. Now, you're coming from Channel 6, WLNS-TV.
Yes.
Were you reporting and producing there then?
Yes, I was. I was the fill-in sports anchor, and I was a full-time reporter. So reporting there a lot, man, learned a lot from Fred Heumann there, who was one of my mentors. He's the sports director at Channel 6. And, man, that's where I got my feet wet, man, and it was something else. I loved it. I loved it there, man.
Well, there's no shortage of stories today. I'm under the impression last night was one of the few times the Detroit Red Wings have won a seventh playoff game, a seventh game in
yes.
a playoff series. But they did win it. And Anaheim calls it a season. Did you stick it out and make it all the way?
I did, man. That's why I'm a little tired. I need some coffee right now. I stayed up late to watch the whole thing, man. But I'm here with you now. But it was an unbelievable game. And it was really, really nice to see the Red Wings. Like I said, it's been quite a long time since the Red Wings have won a game seven in the playoffs. So,
yeah.
And to really see, you know, Henrik Zetterberg, I mean, a guy who, you know, is now a newly captain to this team, and to really step up the way he did. I mean, he had a goal, and he had an assist for a goal. Really, without him, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about the Red Wings moving on right now, Mark.
And Justin Abdelkader, good
right.
for a goal as well?
Without a doubt. And it's good to see him back, you know, after that the whole, you know, hit and suspension, and to see him get back. And he also scored a goal in Game 6 and now in Game 7. It's good to see him back on the ice.
Okay, so a lot of excitement in Hockey Town. Detroit will go from facing the seventh seed, Anaheim, now to, I believe, the Blackhawks
yes.
are the top seed, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, the top seed. Now, Mark, I got to be honest with you now. I'm a guy who keeps it 100. Now, I'm from Detroit, born and bred. I love the Red Wings. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see them beating the Blackhawks, man.
Okay.
I have the Red Wings losing to the Blackhawks in 5. The Blackhawks are just so loaded and so talented.
Okay. Tiger Woods was all over TV yesterday. It was
yes.
the dutiful son. He wins one for his mom on Mother's Day. How perfect is that? And this was a biggie. This was the Players' Championship.
Yes.
What did you make of it?
Oh, man, it's really good to see Tiger, because I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan.
Me too.
To see him back, I mean, to me, he's my favorite athlete. And to see him, you know, going through the whole turmoil and to get back to be the number one golfer in the world and to be playing the way he is, I mean, it's simply remarkable. And an interesting dynamic to that to yesterday was to see him and Sergio. I don't know if you saw that kind of feud that went on between those two throughout throughout that match. And it was really interesting to see Tiger just zone in, hone in, lock in, and just go out and just play great golf. I mean, it was fun to watch.
We might want to explain the tension between
yes.
Sergio Garcia and Tiger Woods. Apparently, Tiger and Sergio were playing together on this
Saturday.
Was Saturday.
Yeah.
And they were on opposite sides of the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
And Woods had it in the rough, if I'm not mistaken. He had it in the woods.
In the woods, yeah.
And he pulled out a fairway wood, and people thought he was going to hit a fairway wood from the woods. And the crowd erupted.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It really distracted Garcia at just the wrong moment.
Exactly. That was, you hit it right on the head, Mark. I mean, that was the moment where, you know, it kind of stirred up the pot between Tiger and Sergio, because he feels as though once he pulled out that fairway wood, like you said, it got the crowd riled up and kind of threw – this is what Sergio says – it kind of threw him off his game.
Right.
So once Tiger didn't, you know, didn't acknowledge it at all, but he was asked if he knew that it bothered Sergio afterwards, and Tiger says, hey – well, you know, what do you expect coming from Sergio? I expect that to hear that from him. So, I mean, to see that dynamic between those two, it's fun because it makes golf a little bit more interesting than your average golf fan watching it, you know?
And Garcia just crashed and burned the last two holes,
yeah.
too.
On the 17th, he hit it in the water twice on the 17th, then I believe hit it in the 18th, in the water on the 18th as well. So he really collapsed. Tiger took advantage of it, and, when Tiger's leading on that last day, I mean, his track record speaks for itself. I mean, he's only lost four times if he's coming into that final round leading. So, I mean, he did what Tiger Woods does, and it's good to see him back.
His 78th career PGA victory, just four short of Sam Snead's record. Right. And Sergio Garcia wins the Jose Valverde Award yesterday.
Very good. I like that.
We'll just leave that as it is.
That was good, Mark. That was very good, man.
I know you're an intense basketball guy. The Warriors even their series with San Antonio yesterday with a 10-point win. So the Greybeards on the Spurs couldn't get it done yesterday.
No, they couldn't get it done. But, you know, something is so special about that game, and I think was the storyline of that game, was to see Steph Curry, the way he played coming off of that ankle injury. I mean, a lot of people didn't think he would play that game. I mean, mm-hmm. there were a lot of question marks, but he told Mark Jackson, hey, put me in there, coach. I want to see what I can do. And he came out there, and you could tell throughout the game he was laboring on it. I mean, he didn't have the same push off of it as he usually has. But, he got through the pain. He had a few nice jumpers. I mean, he didn't have the lift as he usually has because of that ankle injury, of course. But he gutted it out and was really one of the biggest reasons for them winning that game. And a lot of when I look at that game, I look at it from an area of toughness. Steph Curry's toughness has really been questioned throughout his career, if anything. And for him to come out there and show that, hey, I can ball even when I'm injured, mm-hmm. really kind of shut up the critics now to say, hey, this kid's the real deal. So I think that was really interesting to see. Pushed him to overtime, and he had a great game.
How much action did Draymond get yesterday?
Draymond got a lot of
action. I don't
know. Yeah, he did. He's been playing consistently throughout this series, actually. He's come in, you know, getting rebounds, playing some good defense here and there. He had a bad air ball 4-3. I don't know if you saw that near the end. The game was already in hand, but the shot clock was running down. Draymond decided to take a 3 air ball at the thing. But, hey, you know, the game was already won. Don't harp on that too much, you know.
Well, it may be too early in the season to get too worked up about the Tigers, but seriously, Jose Valverde couldn't get it done in the ninth inning yesterday either. And
yeah.
There's a lot of drama here surrounding Jose.
It's a lot of drama because, I mean, they brought him in from the minors, and it's been a question mark, you know, is as to if, you know, Jose still – can produce what he did at the beginning of his career with the Tigers.
Right.
And to see him give up that game last night, I mean, his first blown save, I mean, that was really, really tough. And just reading the newspapers and listening to the radio on my way in today, a lot of people just bashing him, you know what I mean? Even though this is only his first blown save, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, we seen this before. So he's really got a target on his back, Mark.
Yeah. I just hope the Valverde thing is not drama that lasts the whole season. I'll
right.
tell you that'll
exactly definitely
that'll get old.
That'll very really quickly.
We've got $20 million worth of renovations that are being proposed for Spartan Stadium. The Free Press's Joe Rexroad, who is a current state contributor, writes in this morning's paper that the Board of Trustees is expected to approve this. What's being proposed?
Well, actually, from reading this morning, it will start in May of 2014. And they're going to re-innovate the entire Spartan Stadium, a new press box, new recruiting booth for new recruits, everything. So it should be fun.
North End.
Yeah, on the North End.
North End, that's right.
Exactly.
Al Martin, Current Sports, debuts this afternoon on AM 870 WKAR. Thanks, Al. Good luck.
No problem. Thanks, Mark.